Hey guys, my name is Libby Meese and I'm the founder of Yoga and Purpose, where I focus on helping busy professionals like yourself bring the peaceful mindset of the yoga studio into the rest of your life so that you can feel calm, connected, and blissed out no matter where you are or what's going on around you. I'm an ERYT certified yoga instructor as well as a certified professional life coach. In this podcast, I'll present a yoga theme for you and then guide you through an intermediate vinyasa practice. As with any workout routine, please be sure to check with your doctor before starting something new, especially if you are pregnant or have any existing health conditions. Your health is the most important part of this. Also, because you can't see me, I will do my best to verbally guide you through the sequence, but I am assuming you have an existing yoga practice to build from. So if anything sounds confusing or doesn't feel good in your body, please, please, please do what makes sense for you in your body and what feels good. There's no need to worry about getting it perfect. It's just a practice.
Hello and welcome. Let's get started today by laying down on your back. You should already have your mat rolled out in the room where you'd like to practice. So take a moment, lay down. Start to let your body get really comfortable, and that might mean that you let your legs go long, or maybe you choose to bend your knees and plant the soles of your feet on the ground. That will be more comfortable if you have any lower back sensitivities today. And then choose an intentional place for your hands. They can be flipped up by the side of your body, or you can choose to place one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, if you're finding that you're already having trouble connecting with your mind, you're already kind of feeling a little squirrely or wandery. That'll help you connect to your breath. And then start to lengthen that out. Big full inhales and exhales through your nose. If you haven't already, you can start to turn on your Ujjayi Pranayama, breathing in and out loud through your nose. Let the air drag along the back of your throat. And as we work to set an intention today, I encourage you to think about one of your goals or aspirations that you're currently working towards. And then with that goal or aspiration that you have in your mind, become aware of the feeling that you think will accompany the success in that area. So it might be a feeling of worthiness, feeling of accomplishment, excitement, joy, whatever that is, start to turn that into a physical feeling now. So what does that feel like when you're feeling that feeling in your body? Is that maybe a fluttering of your stomach? Maybe the feeling that you just can't stop smiling? Whatever that is. And then start to cultivate that. Feel that in your body. And I encourage you today to keep that feeling as your intention. So maybe it's, I'm elated, I'm joyful, I'm proud, I'm worthy. Whatever that feeling is, let that start to settle in and sink in. And take another few good deep breaths here, in and out through your nose. And then start to find a little bit of movement. You can drag your thumb across the pads of your fingertips, start to wiggle your toes, and then roll your wrists and your ankles, rock your head. Find a big morning stretch, reach your arms overhead, point your toes. And start to gather your limbs into your body, pull your knees into your chest, wrap your arms around your shins. Stretch your heels up to the ceiling. Start to move your legs around. And there's no right or wrong here. You're just getting used to that feeling in your body now. And you might move your legs together as a team, or you might move them separately. Or maybe your legs are just straight up and you're moving your ankles. It doesn't really matter. If you are craving core work today, now's a good time to be able to bring that in. And then reach your arms out to a T. Bring your knees into your chest. Scooch your hips over to the right. Let your knees fall over to the left. Gentle supine twist just to wake up the lower back, the spine. And then gently bring your knees back into center. Another side, hips scooch over to the left. Let your knees fall right. And you might choose to turn your head over and look over your left shoulder. That might feel comfortable in your body, or maybe not. Just becoming aware of how you're feeling today. And let this be very gentle to start. And bring your knees back into center. Start to rock and roll the length of your spine. And however really makes sense for your body, make your way to a tabletop shape. Shoulders come over your wrists, hips over knees, so tabletop all fours. And then right away, start to move into some organic movements here. You can cat and cow your spine, or any other natural movements of moving your torso around. For cat pose, press the earth away as you exhale, curl your chin into your chest. If you're staying with cats and cows, cow pose on your inhale, let your belly drop down. Spread your collarbones wide, tailbone lifts up towards the ceiling, and maybe you even draw your chin up. You can stay there, inhale cow pose. And exhale cat tuck curl round. A few more rounds of breath, just like that. Cats and cows, or anything else that you like. An option to flip your hands around and stretch out your wrists. Option to tuck your toes behind you and stretch out your feet. Make your way back to a neutral spine, neutral wrist alignment. Spread your fingers wide, grip into the pads of your fingertips, and if you haven't already, tuck your toes. Lift your hips up and back, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. And if you have any down dog rituals, now's the time to take them. Wherever you are, spread your fingers wide. Grip down into the pads of your fingertips, and without actually moving your hands, energetically rock the weight forward into the top of your palm and the pads of your fingertips into your thumb, so you're not really resting on your wrist bones. And then unlock your elbows, plug your shoulders into their sockets, and push your chest actively back towards your thighs. You might bend your knees here at least a little bit, or you can choose to alternate knee bends and kind of pedal out your feet. And get used to this sensation, waking up a little bit deeper. Beautiful. And start to imagine making a cat back with your back. Keep that cat back as you roll forward into high plank pose, top of a push-up position. And hold and breathe. So we'll be here for a little while. Know that you can come down to your knees or your forearms at any point. But if you're on your toes, press out through your heels. And then wherever you are, firm up your thighs. Scoop your hip bones forward and under. And then spread your fingers wide. Find that little bend to your elbows again. Puff your upper back, the space between your shoulder blades, up to the ceiling. And draw your gaze forward to the top edge of your mat. Beautiful. And keep breathing here. You're doing great. You're just here for four. Last three. You'll roll back to downward facing dog in two. And one. Great job. Roll yourself back. Use your abs as the powerhouse that's moving you between these two shapes. We'll find a little bit of flow there. Inhale, roll forward, high plank pose. Exhale, roll back, downward facing dog. Inhale, roll forward, articulate forward, high plank. And exhale, roll back, downward facing dog. Take a few more rounds of that on your own at your own pace. I'm just starting to warm up the core as well as your shoulder joints, your hip joints, and just getting used to this feeling in your body. Finish up, we'll meet in downward facing dog. Beautiful. Bend your knees, look forward, inhale. And on your exhale, take your time, baby step, top of your mat, ragdoll pose, feet hips width distance apart, knees soft. And bend your knees enough here that your chest can almost touch your thighs, and you might play with rocking the weight forward into the balls of your feet, into your toes. And then you can sway side to side. Maybe even bring your hands to the nape of your neck. Give yourself a little neck rub. Unclasp your arms. Let your fingers reach down. Toe heel your feet together. Big toes touch. Head heavy, eyes closed. Slowly uncurl. Make your way up to stand. When you get to the top, pick your shoulders up. Roll them down your back. And bring your hands together in front of your heart, Samasthitihi, equal on all sides pose. And take a moment to reconnect with that intention that you set, the feeling in your body that will come up when you actually achieve whatever goal or aspiration you're working towards. And know that it's just a matter of time for you to get there. And don't even have to worry about the how. It's gently, lightly, easily going to unfold into your life. Just know that all you have to do right now is feel that feeling in your body. And let out any air you're holding in your lungs. Together, slow, full breath in. Open mouth, sigh it out. One more, just like that, big full breath in. Open mouth, sigh. Really nice, guys. Seal your lips on your inhale, mountain pose. Reach your arms up towards the ceiling. And take a moment here and breathe. And make this really active now. Press down into your feet. Activate the muscles along your thighs. Yeah, and then scoop your hip bones forward and under so you have a very slight tuck to your pelvis. Pull your belly button in. And then even as you reach your arms and chest taller, relax your shoulders away from your ears. Really nice. Take a big breath in. And exhale, forward fold, hinge over your legs. Knees stay soft as you inhale. Halfway lift, flat back. Press your fingertips into your shins. Lengthen your back. Squeeze the muscles onto your spine. Squeeze your shoulders together. Nice. Take another breath in here. Back of your neck is comfy and long. Exhale, high plank pose again. Plant your hands, step your feet back. Now again, knees are welcome here at any point. You're welcome to skip any of this. But if you're staying with me, on your inhale, rock forward to your tippy toes. And exhale, chaturanga, lower just halfway. Hug your elbows into your ribs. Keep your shoulders above your wrist. That's going to protect your shoulder girdle. Nice. And then inhale, upward facing dog. Press the tops of your feet against the earth. Yeah, so almost your ankles touching the earth. But then float your thighs and knees off the mat. Relax your shoulders away from your ears. Pull your belly button into your spine. Nice. Take a breath in. And exhale, downward facing dog. Use your ab muscles to push yourself back. Now that whole chaturanga thing, we're going to do that a lot. Know that you are welcome to take that on your knees at any point. And you're also welcome to skip it if that sounded confusing, you're not really sure what to do. There's lots of videos online that you can watch later. No need to worry about it now. As you're ready, we'll flow through Sun A a couple more times. I'll guide you through, or you're invited to take your own pace. On your inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, step or float, top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift, flat back. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, mountain pose, stand up tall. Exhale, forward fold, hinge down. Inhale, halfway lift, flat back. Exhale, chaturanga, plant your hands, step back and flow, high to low push-up. And again, welcome to take this from your knees or skip it all together. We'll meet in downward facing dog. Inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, step, maybe float, top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, mountain pose, stand up. Exhale, forward fold, right back down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, your chaturanga, flow high to low. Inhale, upward facing dog or cobra if you'd rather. Cobra is always an option. And downward facing dog is where we'll meet. Moving on to a little mini sun bee flow, mini crescent flow as I call it. Inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, step or float, top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Chair pose now, Utkatasana. Bend your knees, sit low. Reach your arms and chest up. Bring your biceps in line with your ears. And then breathe here. Shift the weight back into your heels. Yeah, and then squeeze your thighs and your booty and your abs. So you can sit further back and then maybe a little lower down. Keep your hips above your knees, but sink lower. Yeah. And then adjust your pelvic tilt so that your lower back feels really comfy here. You might pull your abs in a little bit more. Nice. Take one more big breath in. And exhale, forward fold over your legs. Inhale, halfway lift, flat back, listen. Left foot back. Step your left foot to the back of your mat, low lunge. Beautiful. And then walk your right foot out to the right a little bit. Make sure your right ankle is placed underneath your right knee. Inhale, crescent lunge, stand up. Lift your arms and chest up over your hips. And breathe here. Kick into your front heel. Squeeze your thighs together so you can sink a little lower in your legs. Pull your right hip back in space. Nice, take a breath in. And on your exhale, low lunge, plant your hands down. Now listen, press the earth away so much so that you're almost got a cat back going. Make absolutely no noise as you step your right foot back to meet your left, high plank, into chaturanga, flow, high to low. Up dog, if you like it. Downward facing dog is where we'll meet. Really nice. Inhale, reach your left leg up to the ceiling. And exhale, low lunge, step your left foot up between your hands. Now check it out, if your left foot is not as far forward as it maybe could be, use your hands to step your left ankle forward underneath your left knee. Awesome, and then crescent lunge, second side. Start to settle in here. You can always walk your left foot left and then maybe bend your back knee. That'll create some space for your lower back. Kick into your heel, get lower in your legs, even as you reach your chest taller, prouder. Take a big breath in here. And exhale, low lunge to forward fold this time. Plant your hands, step your right foot forward to meet your left. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Cool. Inhale, chair pose, bend your knees, sit low. We'll go just a little bit faster on the second direction. Sit a little bit lower, pull your belly in, relax your shoulders. Take a big breath in. And exhale, forward fold over your legs. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, low lunge, step your right foot back this time. Right foot steps back. Walk your left foot left. And then inhale, crescent lunge, rise up, sink a little bit lower into your legs, square your hips, take a breath in. And exhale, chaturanga, plant your hands and flow. Keep that core engagement as you move. Up dog if you like it, and downward facing dog is where we'll meet. Nice, this time right heel floats high, inhale. And exhale, low lunge, step through, pass through knee to nose on your way. Nice. Inhale, crescent lunge, lift your arms and chest up to the ceiling. And exhale, hands plant, forward fold at the top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Find a little flow now. Inhale, chair pose. Bend your knees, sit low. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, left foot back, low lunge. Inhale, crescent lunge, stand up. Exhale, chaturanga, plant your hands, flow. Downward facing dog. Stay on that first side. Left leg high, breathe in. Exhale, low lunge, step through. Inhale, crescent lunge, rise up. Exhale, forward fold, plant your hands, step forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, chair pose, Utkatasana. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, right foot back, low lunge. Inhale, crescent lunge. Exhale, chaturanga. Second side, inhale, reach your right leg high. Exhale, low lunge, pass through knee to nose. Inhale, crescent. Exhale, hands plant, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Moving on now, inhale, chair pose, bend your knees, sit low. And this time, interlace your hands behind your back. Breathe here. You can take this as deep in your shoulders as is appropriate for your body. You might keep your thumbs kind of low by your hips, or option two, start to straighten your arms and maybe lift your thumbs up away from your lower back. Wherever you are, sink lower in your legs. Beautiful. Keep this bind in your arms. On your inhale, puff up your chest. Keep the bind. Exhale, forward fold. Straighten over your legs. Hinge over. And a couple rounds of breath here to open your shoulders, your chest. You might choose to keep your thumbs down by your hips, or maybe you stretch your knuckles up overhead. Release the bind on your inhale. Halfway lift, flat back. Left foot steps back, low lunge. Inhale, easy twist now. Reach your right arm up to the ceiling. Breathe here. Sink your hips forward and down. Keep your left hand down on the earth, and maybe you start to take some arm circles, wrist circles, whatever feels good in your body here. One more breath in. And exhale, Prasarita, wide-legged forward fold. Walk around to your left, toes in, heels out. So you've got a slight pigeon toe going. And then wherever you are, soften your knees. And you can choose to take organic movements again here, side to side. Option to take this into more of a hamstring stretch by rocking the weight forward into the balls of your feet and squeezing your quadriceps, the fronts of your thighs. If you're taking any lateral movement, finish up what you're doing. Make sure you feel even on both sides. And then arms come out wide to a T. Inhale, rise, star pose. Turn your toes out, heels in. Activate your entire body. Start from your feet. Pull that energy all the way up. And come back to that sensation, that intention that you set at the beginning of class. Feel that here now as you lift your chest. Spread your fingers wide, breathe in. And exhale, warrior two. Angle your left toes towards the top of your mat. So spin your left foot in a little bit. Keep your left leg straight. Bend into your right knee. Make sure your right knee and right toes point straight ahead to the top of your mat. Nice, stay this low. Inhale, reverse warrior. Float your right fingers up and back. Recommit to the lunge in your right knee, straighten through your left leg, and then breathe into your rib cage. Big full inhale here. Listen, exhale, knee to nose. Come into a low lunge, plant your hands down, and then pull your thigh into your chest like you're making that cat back knee to nose shape. Your right foot will be up by your right butt cheek. So your right foot is lifted. Pull your thigh into your chest. Nice. Shoot your right foot back. Three-legged plank. Inhale. And exhale. Chaturanga. Flow high to low. Up dog if you like it. Downward facing dog is where we'll meet. We'll get all that on the second side. Inhale. Prepare. Look forward. Exhale, step or float, top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, chair pose, bend your knees, sit low. And exhale, interlace your hands behind your back. Maybe you lift your thumbs up away from your sacrum again. Option to take the awkward grip with your hands. So flip so the opposite thumb is on top. Palms still touching. Nice. Inhale, puff your chest, sit low. Keep the bind. Exhale, forward fold over your legs. Release your arms now. Inhale, halfway lift. Right foot steps back, this time low lunge. Right away, inhale, easy twist, left arm high to the ceiling and stay low in your legs, your arms. Keep your right palm planted as you take any organic movements you like. Lift your right hip up in line with your left and then sink both hips forward and down. Let this twist come from your shoulders and your thoracic spine rather than necessarily lifting or lowering your hips, yeah? One more breath in here. And exhale, Prasarita, walk around to the right side of your mat this time, toes in, heels out. We won't be here quite as long, so start to get comfortable here. Take any movements that you need. Arms come out wide on your inhale, rise, star pose. Again, channel that feeling in your body of your intention as you get bigger. Big, full breath in. And exhale, warrior two, spin your left toes to the front of your mat, bend into your left knee, and make sure your right toes are slightly angled in. Activate through your right leg as you lunge deeper into your left knee. Desass your hips, drop your right hip down in line with your left, and then draw your gaze over your left middle finger. Nice. Stay this low. Inhale, reverse warrior. Stay low in your left knee. Float your left arm up and back. Place your right hand lightly on your right leg. Big breath in here. Breathe into your rib cage. Exhale, low lunge to knee to nose. Lift your left heel up to your left butt cheek. As you're in this high plank shape, cat your back up to the ceiling. Nice. Inhale, three-legged plank. And exhale, chaturanga, flow high to low. Up dog if you like it. Downward facing dog. And we'll find a flow with all of that breath to movement. Inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, step or float, top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, chair pose, sit low. Exhale, interlace your hands. Inhale, puff your chest. Keep the bind, exhale, forward fold. Release your arms, inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, left foot steps back, low lunge. Inhale, easy twist, right arm high. Exhale, Prasarita, wide-legged forward fold. Knees soft, inhale, rise, star pose. Come up to stand, channel your intention. Exhale, warrior two, spin your toes to the top of your mat. Inhale, reverse warrior, stay low, reach your right arm high. Exhale, knee to nose, hands plant, low lunge. Inhale, three-legged plank, shoot your right foot back. Exhale, chaturanga, flow high to low. We'll meet in downward facing dog. Inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, step or float, top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, chair pose. Exhale, interlace your hands, opposite thumb on top this time. Inhale, puff your chest. Exhale, forward fold, keep the bind. Then release your arms, inhale, halfway lift. Right foot steps back this time, low lunge. Inhale, easy twist. Exhale, prasarita, wide-legged forward fold. Inhale, star pose, slowly rise. Exhale, warrior two, adjust your feet as you go. Inhale, reverse warrior, stay low as you stretch. Exhale, low lunge or knee to nose, lift your left heel up by your booty. Inhale, three-legged plank, shoot your foot back. Exhale, chaturanga, flow, high to low. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. We'll add on now, getting a little crazy. Feel free to just stick with what's comfortable in your body. All of this is just a suggestion. But again, we'll be adding on to the flow, giving lots of options. Inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, step or float to top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, chair pose, bend your knees, sit low. And exhale, interlace your hands behind your back. Now, option to stay right here, or option to add a little bit of challenge, lift your heels up off the mat. You may find this is a little bit easier if your ankles and knees are touching, but of course, welcome to take whatever makes sense in your body. Continue to find that opening through your chest as you sink your legs lower. Pop your heels high up off the mat. Inhale, lift your chest. And as you exhale, keep the bind, forward fold. For more of a challenge, try to keep your heels lifted. Focus your gaze on something that isn't moving on the earth in front of you. And when you're ready, release your heels, release your arms. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, low lunge. Step your left foot to the back of your mat. Inhale, easy twist, reach your right arm high and pause. So you can stay right here or option to take horizon lunge. For horizon lunge, spin onto the pinky toe sides of both of your feet. Your right knee will open a little to the right side of the room and then drop your left hip down. You'll roll your right hip on top. So this easy twist should feel like, or rather horizon lunge, should feel like a pretty intense stretch through the outside of your right hip, your right IT band. Reach your right arm back towards your right foot. Or rather towards your left foot, I suppose. And again, you can play with lifting and lowering your hips here. If this doesn't feel good in your body, option always to come back to just that easy twist. You're welcome to stay in easy twist or horizon lunge, or for more of a challenge, press into your left hand. Use your abs to start to lift your right foot. Hover your right foot. Step it back. Side plank, Vashisthasana. Option to come down to your forearm or to your bottom knee, or you can meet us in side plank, even at any level that you were at before, side plank. And then you can stay right here, or wild thing, keep your bottom leg straight, float your right foot up and back, almost like a half wheel pose. Place your right toes, ball of your right foot down on the earth with your right knee bent. Reach your right arm up overhead. Nice. doing great. Lift your hips high. Again, this is sort of like a half wheel pose shape. One more big breath in here. Now listen. Low lunge with your right foot at the top of your mat. So going kind of all the way back the way we came. Step your right foot up in between your hands. And that might not be graceful. That's okay. Just working to get used to that in your body. Nice. Inhale, crescent lunge. Arms and chest reach up overhead. One more time. Get stable in your legs. Kick into your front heel. Lift your chest in up towards the ceiling. Take a big breath in here. And exhale, hands to heart, revolved crescent. Option to just turn your chest to the right side of the room, or you can hook left elbow to right knee. Sink your hips lower. Lift your belly up in towards your spine, especially if you've got that elbow to knee connection. And then wherever you are, roll your left ribs forward, right ribs back. Lift your chest up a little bit taller. And if you have that full palms touching twist, elbow to knee, start to press your right hand down in that twist to get a little bit more leverage. Here for three. Keep breathing. You're doing great. Prasarita coming in two. And one, Prasarita, wide-legged forward fold, toes in, heels out. Now, I'll be quiet for a few moments and give you a little bit of playtime, and that might be just moving and stretching after that twist, or if you have any inversions, any headstands or handstands in your practice already that you know how to get into safely, you're invited to take that now. We'll have about, 20 seconds to play around here. If you are moving into any inversions, make sure that your shoulders are away from your ears, little to no weight in your head, in your neck. And just a few more seconds, finish up what you're doing. And as you're ready, Prasarita, wide-legged forward fold. Side angle pose is next, Uttita Parsva Konasana. Turn your right toes to point towards the top of your mat. Roll your right knee open, lunge into your right knee. And then bring your right hand inside your right leg. Reach your left arm up overhead, either reaching towards the ceiling or you can bring your arm in line with your ear towards the top of your mat. Now, if that seems a little strange in your body, you're welcome to come up and over as if you were going through a warrior two on your way. So you've got warrior two legs, and then press your right arm into your right knee to get a little bit more space. If you'd like, option to take a bind here. Bring your left arm behind your back, and you can reach for either your hip crease, or if you know that you have the openness in your chest, reach your right arm underneath your thigh so your fingers of both hands find one another. Roll your chest open towards the ceiling. That's more important than even having your hands touch. Really nice, guys. Release the knee binds. You've got triangle pose. Press into your right foot. Straighten your right leg. Arms come to 6 and 12. So stack your arms vertically, one on top of the other. Left arm high, right arm stays inside your right leg. Breathe here. Press into your right foot so hard that all of the muscles along your right leg fire up. Little to no weight in your right knee. Your right knee is even unlocked here. And ever so gently, pull your right hip back in space. Back off of your right hand so your obliques are working here. Option to float your right fingers towards the wall in front of your head. You're doing great. One more full round of breath. Inhale, reverse warrior. Rebend your right knee, float your right arm up and back. And exhale, chaturanga, flow high to low. Ah, Oh, that was a lot. We'll meet in downward facing dog and get all that on the other side. Inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, step, maybe float top of your mat. Inhale, chair pose, sit low. Exhale, interlace your hands, awkward grip again, opposite fingers on top. And again, option to lift your heels on the second side. Play with challenging your balance. For that, focus your gaze on something that isn't moving. Pull your belly up and in. Inhale to puff your chest. And exhale, gently forward fold over your legs. You can play again with keeping your heels lifted here. Take your time as you descend. Release your bind. Inhale, halfway lift. This time, right foot steps back, low lunge. Inhale, easy twist. Reach your left arm up to the ceiling. And again, option to stay right here or take that horizon lunge. Spin your left hip on top of your right. Spin onto the knife edge, the pinky toe side of both of your feet. And again, this is a pretty intense hip stretch, IT band stretch. It's really great if you're a runner or if you love to hike. Reach your left arm towards your right foot, towards the back of the room. Then option to stay right here, or option to meet me in side plank. Press into your right hand this time and use your core strength. Focus your gaze so that you can step your left foot back, stack your left foot on top of your right, arches touch. And again, option to drop your right knee down, option to come down to your forearm if you prefer. Vashistasana, side plank. One more full round of breath here. And then wild thing, pick your left foot up. Bring your left toes behind you. Right leg stays straight. Square your hips, lift them up to the ceiling. One more big breath in. Low lunge, step your left foot all the way back around up by your right hand. Place your left hand down. Nice. And again, if that wasn't graceful, don't worry about it. Just make your way to that low lunge, left foot forward. And inhale, crescent lunge, stand tall. Make sure each foot has its own lane, like your feet are on train tracks. And then get lower in your legs, lift your chest up, big breath in. And exhale, revolved crescent lunge, hands to heart, hook your right elbow outside your left knee. Always the option to keep your chest lifted. You can go with an open arm twist. You're also welcome to put your back knee down at any point. Wherever you are, lift your belly up and in. Lift your right hip up in line with your left. Doing great, guys. Keep breathing. We're here for three. Prasarita coming at you in two. And one. Unwind. Prasarita, wide-legged, forward fold. And again, we won't be here quite as long this time, so if there is something you were saving for the second side, now's a great time to do that. Finish up what you're doing when you're ready. Side angle pose. Turn your left toes to the top of your mat. Bend your left knee. And then bring your left hand inside, left arm inside your left knee. Reach your right arm up overhead. Spin your right ribs back towards your spine and spin your left ribs forward towards your belly button. Find more space along the back of your neck. Squeeze your shoulder blades together onto your back. An option again to take the bind if you did so on the first side. Reach your right arm behind your back And then maybe you thread your left arm underneath your left thigh. Wherever you are, still thinking about length through your spine, through your back, roll your right shoulder open on top of your left. And then release the bind, Trikonasana, triangle pose is next. Press into your left foot, straighten through your left leg. And again, little to no weight in your left hand. Stretch your left, or rather your right arm, up to the ceiling. This is more about finding length through your spine than it is about touching the ground or getting your left arm close to the earth. That part's not really important. And then wherever you are, continue to press into your left leg, little to no weight in your left knee. Option again to stretch your left fingers forward. One more big round of breath. Inhale, reverse warrior, re-bend your left knee, float your left arm up and back. And exhale, chaturanga, flow high to low. Really nice, guys. Inhale up. And exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Just a little bit more balancing work and then we'll cool it down. Inhale, prepare, look forward. Exhale, step or float, top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Start to shift your weight over to your right foot. Inhale, one-legged mountain pose. Stand up, bring your left knee to hip height. Cool, and then imagine creating a bunch of 90-degree angles in your left leg. So bring your left ankle forward so it's underneath your left knee and then flex your left toes back. Nice. Now, if this feels really wobbly, you can stay right here. Make sure that you're activating through your right leg. Bend your right knee a little bit, just a little, so your right leg is really active. Nice. You can stay right here. Or option to find yogi big toe hold. Bring your right hand to your right hip. Bring your left hand either just to your left knee, or take your peace fingers, the first two fingers of your hand, and wrap them around your left big toe. And start to kick your left heel forward towards the top of the room, front of your mat. More important here to keep your spine tall than it is to get your legs straight. An option to stay right here, option to rotate your left leg out to the side, maybe your right arm out to the other side. Again, tall spine, big full breaths. We're here for three. Coming back to center in two. Back to center in one. Option to keep your left leg lifted, or you can take a little break, little pit stop if you like. Dancer's pose is next. Start by bringing your left arm behind your back so your palm faces the left side of the room and your left thumb is up towards the ceiling. And then reach back, capture the arch of your left foot. Make sure your left knee goes straight down to the earth. Bend in your right knee just a little bit. Nice. And then kick into your left foot, left hand. Dancer's pose, Natarajasana. Now for this version, vinyasa version, keep your chest lifted and reach your right arm up to the ceiling. So this is different than you might have done in a Bikram class or a hot yoga class. Keep your chest lifted because someday your right arm is going to reach over your head and grab your feet. And with this proud chest, with this kick, focus your gaze and then also come back to that sensation, that intention that you set in the beginning of class. One more breath in here. And exhale, samasthitihi, place your left foot on the earth. Hands come to heart for just a second, ground down. Walk your feet hips width distance apart. Find any forward fold that sounds good in your body. You can sway side to side, option to take gorilla pose, Padahastasana, step onto your palms. Nice, guys. Release whatever binds you've got. Toe heel your feet back together to touch. Last little bit of effort, last standing bit. Rock the weight over to your left foot. Inhale, one-legged mountain pose. Bring your right knee up to hip height. Cool, and again, find those 90-degree angles. Reach your right knee a little bit higher, but drop your right hip down in line with your left. Activate the outside of your left hip so that you feel really stable and supported here. And again, option to stay in this one-legged mountain, Ekapada Tadasana, or option to bring your left hand to your hip this time, right peace fingers wrap around your right big toe, or you can just hold your knee. And maybe you stay here, or maybe you kick right heel forward towards the front of the room. And again, tall spine, big breath. Option to roll now your right foot out to the right side, left arm out to the left side. Stay with that intention, that joyousness, that worthiness, whatever it is for you. One more round of breath here. You guys are doing so good. And come back to center. Dancer's pose is next. Stretch your left arm behind you, thumb up towards the ceiling. And then reach back, capture the inner arch of your right foot. Knees come to touch first, and then when you're ready, kick into your hands, dancer's pose. Again, still active in your standing leg. Your knee is unlocked. Yeah, and then lift your chest up towards the ceiling, left arm high. You're doing great just for three. Last two. And one. Gently release, shake it out. Inhale, mountain pose. Arms reach up. Exhale, forward fold over your legs. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, your chaturanga step or float, last chaturanga of class, option to skip it. We'll all meet in downward facing dog. Then drop your knees down to the mat, swing your legs out long in front of you, lower down to your back. We'll take some final stretches just to wrap up class. Happy baby pose. Lift your knees into your chest. You can bring your hands either to your feet or just to your ankles, maybe to the backs of your thighs. Pull your thighs down to frame your chest. Shine the soles of your feet up towards the ceiling. You can choose to straighten one leg and then the other. Nice, and then bring your knees into your chest. Give yourself a squeeze. Bridge pose, Setu Bandhasana. Plant your feet on the earth, and then lift your hips up towards the ceiling. And you can choose to roll your shoulders underneath your back, your arms underneath your back. Find a slight pigeon toe with your feet here, and then gently squeeze your glutes, lift your hips up towards the ceiling. Try to avoid any clenching though. You want to leave some space for your spine and your lower back. Lower down, upper, middle, lower back. Let your knees knock in towards one another. And then you can find Supta Baddha Konasana if you like. Bring the soles of your feet together to touch. Knees fall open wide like butterflies. Place one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. Come back to your breath, come back to your intention. Close your legs together. Place your hands outside your knees. Lift your legs into your chest. Keep your right leg in, stretch your left heel long, place it down on the earth in front of you. Reach your right arm out to the side, and keep your right shoulder grounded. As you find supine twist, pull your right knee across your body. Option to draw your chin over to the right. And then bring your knees back into center. Give yourself a squeeze, pull everything in. The other side, hug your left knee in, right leg long. Ground your left arm on the left side of your body, and then pull your left knee across, gentle supine twist. Option again to draw your gaze over to the left. Bring yourself back into center. If there's any last shapes that you want to take to wrap up your practice, now's a great time to take them. Otherwise, pull everything up and in. Give yourself a final squeeze here. And exhale, final shavasana. Lay down on your mat. Let your legs go long. Feet flop out. Arms down by your sides. Flip your palms up towards the ceiling. Start to let your body get heavy here. Now, this is going to be the hardest part of class. A lot of you will be tempted to turn off the recording, but I encourage you to stay because this is where you really get the benefits of yoga. Your mind is going to start to wander, and that's really normal. But every time your mind wanders off, gently bring it back. Bring it back to your breath, back to this moment, the right here, the right now. And then maybe back to that intention that you set. Know that, again, there's nothing you need to do to actually reach your goal besides feel that feeling in your body right now. And start to cultivate that sensation. We'll have about a minute here to just practice being and breathing. If you have the time, you're welcome to stay. Otherwise, start to find some movements in your fingers and your toes. Take a big morning stretch, reach your arms overhead, point your toes. And then however makes sense for your body, make your way up to a comfortable seat, Sukhasana, easy seat, whatever feels natural in your body. Hands can stay on your knees, or you can bring them together in front of your heart. Lean your shoulders back over your hips, your ears back over your shoulders. Gently bow your head towards your thumbs. And just take a moment, one more time, to come back to that intention. Know that, again, that energy that you just cultivated is the energy of the universe. And with that awareness that the energy that powers the universe and makes everything exist is within you, and it connects each and every one of us. If you wish, draw your thumbs to third eye center. Together we'll bow forward. Namaste.
Thanks so much for practicing with me today, guys. I know the sound quality was a little bit all over the place, so thanks so much for sticking with me. And if you have any questions or feedback, anything you would like to see in a yoga practice, please send me a note. You can find me over on Instagram at yogaandpurpose, all written out, or feel free to visit the website yogaandpurpose, again, all written out, .com, yogaandpurpose.com, if you would like to get in touch with me or have any feedback, any notes. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you guys next time.